Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers, listening right now, juggling around the region. Bringing Douglas River, going speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies leaking off your dick. We twisted in statistic, motherfucker, now we spit the shit. Bringing Douglas River, going speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies leaking off your dick. We twisted in statistic, motherfucker, now we spit the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correct shit, my shit's raw, no protection. This is KRR, bitch, we be worldwide. We ain't feeling no reservation from the ride. The world's just laying there, always for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. They don't see this, girls, I throw one piss. Cause horror is losing it, I'm trying to spread the message. More in its finest form, it's all the fucking rain. I get mad through the rainstorm. Plastic covers, chopping long term. I'm doing nothing, watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness of witches, with the wicked shit. We getting wicked wishes, no conditions. How the fuck we be living? Yeah, that's how some deep man with the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit from a jug alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc and Ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all folks be faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang Tsung style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Talking to the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We drawing no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing Douglas, where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches, pigs, when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies thinking of your dick. We twisting in statistic, motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing Douglas, where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches, pigs, when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies thinking of your dick. We twisting in statistic, motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Well, whoop, yo, good motherfuckers. Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio with your host, Tavin, co-host, Ghetto G.
G will be joining us very shortly. I see we got a guest in the room. I'm going to guess the Kid Crazy. And let's see here. What can we play first? I don't play Bang Pow Boom. Let's see. How about Poisonous Logic? Life Trials.
Just want to call a place home and get ourselves.
more, but I want them to take them. I guess I got to let them with the lift off. Got to give them my all and pull through. Things change and things do with different paths. Bring pain or maybe a little less. On the real though, got to make up with the rap. So to get dope and generate profits. Maybe that'll cut the pain to stop it. In life, it didn't come away. Never interrupt and I never had to give a fuck shit. I know like it's not my day. Take it what I'm gonna do. Better run through the industry. Picture the river repeatedly cleaning the rap game out. Just attack flame down. Just gonna put your number one rappers with the clock. I'm dangerous. Most of you cats can't hang with us. In this logic we hang to us. Put shame to most that claim to us. When we ripping the 16 we angeled us. Went to a fiend through an MP3 and we made to us. With your veins even though we came to us. Killing all your asses ain't nobody in the game to trust.
Nobody ever knows on how the lives are gonna roll. Going and coming so quickly, spinning all out of control. Stuck in a place where I'm cold, feeling forever alone. Just want to call the place home and get up up out of this zone. Nobody ever knows on how the lives are gonna roll.
To drop a record that'll blow your brains out. Clean another lane out, wipe the slate. Now money's on my PayPal, what to take now? Chitting from the roads to a chose in the promo photos up all night, no dose. I froze in my cause I'm cold as ice. Like Rick James, bitch, cold blooded at night. I might take you out of that place, degrade you, replace you, verbally slay you. Getting ready you to make my way through. Poisonous logic, we kill them hate. Don't take it personal, I don't hate you. Just here to get mine and pay dues. About time to bust rhymes and make moves. So track the last line of wax. I can no longer pretend. The end of pushed away all my family and friends. Can't believe this is happening. Feel my heart blacking and everybody's worse. I'm down like babbling, hacking and hackling, piercing my abdomen. Cause I'm down the wrong side of the train track. Again, walking down darker paths, seeing all the deepest fast. Grabbing at me, trying to pull me back. But this pain can't last anymore. When I pass through the door, tired of being ignored on a regular. My mind's stood apart, lost in a dark tangled up. Now I fall apart when I'm at the bar, hammered up. Considered a bum, at the bum, never seen his mouth shut. Never making any sense, always trying to start stuff. Only to the world, not a care for anyone. Rather take a sip and get drill holes into everyone.
Nobody ever knows on how the lives are gonna roll. Going and coming so quickly, spinning all out of control. Stuck in a place where we're cold, feeling forever alone. Just want to call a place home and get up out of the zone. Nobody ever knows on how the lives are gonna roll. Going and coming so quickly, spinning all out of control. Stuck in a place where we're cold, feeling forever alone. Just want to call a place home and get ourselves out of the zone. Nobody ever knows on how the lives are gonna roll. Going and coming so quickly, spinning all out of control. Stuck in a place where I'm cold, feeling forever alone. Just want to call a place home and get up, up out of this zone.
No person ever knows whether or not life is going to get better or if death is waiting to surprise us. The only thing left to do now is to live your life to the fullest and never hide yourself into the darkness.
And we are back. Let's see here. Up next, what they give y'all. You know what? Let's go a little Kid Crazy. As I'm way on this new track. Whatever, really new, but for us it's new. You know what I mean? But, let's see. I think we will go with Torture.
From your house in the middle of the night. Don't be scared, I'm not gonna fucking bite. I'll kick down your door, then I'll grab you by the hair. Take you to my shack and then I'll tie you to a chair. The last thing you're gonna see is my evil glare. You scream and you cry, but I just don't care. It's gonna be torture, I'm gonna kill you slow. I'ma keep cutting till I see the blood flow. I'ma start cutting up your fingers and your toes. Take a lead pipe and then I'll break your fucking nose. It's a good thing when you cry and beg please. So with the crowbar, I'll smash your fucking knees. I'ma cut you open then I'll pour in the salt. I'm a little evil but it's not my fault. There's no way in hell you're gonna survive. When you meet crazy, you won't leave alive. This is torture, I wanna hear you cry. You're gonna feel pain until your ass dies. It's okay, just close your fucking eyes. Consider this the very last goodbye. This is is torture, a warning human cry. You're gonna feel pain until your ass dies. It's okay, just close your fucking eyes. Consider this your very last goodbye. I'ma torture you before I fucking kill ya. I'ma grab my breast, nothing, then I'll fucking drill ya. There's nothing you can do, cause your ass is tied down. Now you're being tortured by two evil clowns. I'ma pull the teeth out your motherfucking head. I want you to feel pain before your ass is dead. You're a fuck now, you're a long way from home. So I'll grab my wrench and then I'll crack you in the dome. I'm just a man that filled with so much rage. Now I'm on the loose cause the monster's out of cage. You can try to scream but no one's gonna hear ya. I'ma grab my knife and then I'm gonna fucking pierce ya. Torture is a drug and I'm a drug fiend. So I'll cut you open and I'll take out your spleen. All you're gonna hear is my motherfucking laughter as I make a noose to hang you from the rafters. I wanna hear you cry. You're gonna feel pain until your ass dies. It's okay, just close your fucking eyes. Consider this your very last goodbye. This is torture, I wanna hear you cry. You're gonna feel pain until your ass dies. It's okay, just close your fucking eyes. Consider this your very last goodbye. This is torture.
Alright, yo, up next, ICP, Superstar.
I'm so tired. I just did it for kicks. I like to play the crazy rock star. It helps my rep. You should have seen me at the movie premiere with Johnny Depp. I love Hollywood parties. I live like a star. I'll kiss your ass even if I don't know who you are. I'll jump in your pictures and I'll get in your way. I'm annoying as fuck. I'm like that one kid from Sugar Ray. Do I remember Twisted? Of course I do. Twisted Sister, they used to play with Motley Crue. Oh, you mean them rapper kids that were down with me? No, I don't recall. Excuse me, security. I don't need old friends, I'm way bigger. Sorry, my phone's ringing, it's Tommy Hilfiger. I'll see you when I see you if I remember who you are. After all, you're talking with a superstar.
Yeah, we back. Up next, KMK, fire it up.
Sal, you motherfucking patient. Glad you came, I see you got a reputation. You're in for a night full of blunts and beers. Dicks and pics, come on in, don't sit. Now it might get a little restless, but we're all family, relax. Don't be stressed, you best get out to see the move to the front.
Yeah. flow of marijuana.
And we are back. What up, Ghetto?
Today's show is brought to you today by the word therapy for the kids in the world that need it.
Yeah. One in particular, up on Facebook, that cried cyberbullying just because he tagged her on a fucking video.
Man, I just went and edited it, man. I just took that name out, and then it untagged the other person. What the fuck?
Damn.
Fuck you, Facebook.
Yeah.
But you tagged Sarah in it, so she'll see it anyway.
Exactly. Oh, but that bitch is fucking nuts.
Man, the two times I talked to that chick, man, and she cried both times.
Yeah, she cried. Cyberbully. Stop being a bully, Ghetto G.
I hate a bully. Because he's a bully.
Bud.
You know, that's almost as bad as having P. Diddy for an anti-bullying campaign when he tells everybody in the world, no bitch-assness.
It's true. And did you know that lightsabers can be used for educational purposes?
Well, it could be for educational purposes.
Lightsabers.
Lifesavers.
Like, yeah, lightsabers.
Like the candy?
No, lightsabers, you know, from like Star Wars.
Thought you said lifesavers.
Yeah, no.
And how's that?
I don't know. I'm up on Amazon and I type in lightsabers. And pops up educational products. Laser lightsaber. Sword, 29 inches, 3 packs. How the fuck is that educational?
Everything I learned from Star Wars. Or everything I need to learn about life, I learned from Star Wars.
Apparently.
I have a poster that says that, actually, that I just found.
Like, holy shit.
So why is there a marathon of Star Wars on today, exactly?
I don't know. It's on today and tomorrow.
That's just weird. I heard nothing of this.
Yeah, it's apparently Star Wars holiday.
Maybe tomorrow. What the hell Star Wars is on right now?
I think it's Revenge of the Sith.
Oh, these are the new ones.
Yeah.
I looked up for a second and I saw Yoda jumping around and shit. I was like, the fuck? Yeah, them new ones, man. I don't know. They were alright.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, apparently they did this one time before, and this is the Star Wars Holiday Special.
So wait, want that. So now they're actually putting the movies on in order.
Yeah.
The way it should have been done.
Exactly.
All right. So to watch from the beginning and see how I guess the story's supposed to go, in case you missed it.
Yeah.
After all these years.
Ed, I always thought it was May the Force be with you, but okay, I guess let the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you. That's not what it is.
Unless I'm fucking mashing them both out. Unless I'm mashing this up with fucking Power Rangers and saying, may the Force protect you.
Yeah, that's definitely not what they say for Star Wars.
up, bud. So how about I just order some stuff off of Amazon.
Oh, yeah? What's your order?
Pokemon card.
Really?
For $22.
And how many did you get?
It's a Pokemon Legends of Justice box set with 3 promo cards. So it comes with 3 different box sets and then 3 promos.
So how many cards is that?
Let's find out.
And what the fuck are you going to do with them?
I don't know. I'll figure something to do with them.
Jeez, man. Like, I just found a fucking thing full of Pokemon cards. Like, a whole bunch of fucking Mew cards.
Let's see. It comes with 3 TCG booster packs, 3 special foil Pokemon cards, so, yeah, I forget how many cards come in a fucking pack, in a pack.
So what else did you buy?
Oh, let's see.
You should go to Office Max or whatever this is and go buy this laser keyboard.
Yeah, man, I keep seeing that.
I wonder how much that shit is. I want one of those.
I do too. Actually, I'm going to save my money, and I'm going to cancel these orders, and I'll just get the Pokemon cards from fucking Toys R Us for cheaper.
Are you going to cancel your order if it's already placed?
But it's not shipped yet. As long as it's not shipped yet, you can cancel it. Found cheaper somewhere else called Toys R Us.
For the same thing.
Well, let's see. Angel said that he had Pokemon cards. Now he's all into Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yu-Gi-Oh! Is fucking terrible.
I wonder if
I
did you.
Now, see, when I was a kid, I actually liked Pokemon. So that's all right, man. I never got into that Yu-Gi-Oh bullshit. And then they made a movie-o. There we go. Then they made a movie about that shit, and nobody came to the movies to see it.
Yeah, because...
And they were
they
giving out free cards, too. Nobody give a shit, though.
Well, how about the fact that they got trading cards for Power Rangers now, too?
They used to have cards.
Yeah, but they have more now.
More now. Yeah, for all these kids that have no idea what the fuck Power Rangers is.
There we go. Cancel my order. I'll just get my Pokemon cards from Toys R Us. Go to Upper Deck. The fuck is Upper Deck? I'll find this up soon enough.
That's a brand of cards.
Man, you know how it's
going? Where's that Up Deck? One of the two.
Yeah, it's one of the two. Well, I went to Upper Deck. They have more than just cards. They have all sorts of sports type shit, too. Like hockey.
They sell a bunch of cards.
Do they really need a fucking Hello Kitty fucking trading cards?
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. Ooh.
That's like Rabbit, man. He posted a picture of her getting some playing cards of The Walking Dead for Christmas. Where the fuck do you find Walking Dead playing cards?
I don't know.
Where do people find this shit?
Fuck if I know. But hey, we got a new track from Kid Crazy.
Oh yeah, is he here?
He was. Thank you, luck.
Well, guess we don't have to play a song then. And instead, we should listen to Toxic Love.
We will find Toxic Love. Should be under Mr. Toxic, right?
No, it should be under ICP.
Oh.
The fuck you doing?
Losing my mind? Thinking about Pokemon?
Yeah, you clearly lost your mind looking at Pokemon, of course.
Well, Toxic Love ain't not even on the soundboard.
Why the fuck not?
I don't think we were... Oh, wait, there it is.
This is a tale of misplaced love. A tale of a man searching for that misplaced love in all the wrong places. And how he gets his heart ripped out of his chest and stuck in his face so we can watch it slowly stop beating. Let's listen on and hear how my gumpy friend, Violent J, goes about getting his feelings crushed once again. After 3 years in a mental asylum, I'm finally out, and I'm fine now, no doubt. Rolling home, I see a bitch on a payphone. She was fat and round and had it going on. She had a name tag on, Roxy Carroll. Stepped up to her like, hello. We was kicking it. I said, I got this dick. Up on licking it. She said, I'm down for the tactics. Then my dick stood up like a Tucson cactus. I threw her in the back of my jalopy. She was wet and sloppy, but nothing could stop me. I was like, Jesus! Her head was yellow and smelled like a cheese pizza. I paid it no mind. I stuck my dick in raw and committed to grind. Dropped her off where I found her and went for the shower. I got home and I kicked back, girl. Thought about the shower. Fuck that. When I woke up the very next morning, I was awake but my dick was snoring. It was whistling and shooting out smoke. The head was spinning like a Dayton hunted spoke. I started shaking and sweating. I had a fever. My dick was swelled up like a Fago 2-liter. It was greenish with purple bunions. And dripping blue skeet and flaking like onions. She gave me skiffleophagus, no doubt. I'ma find that bitch and knock her the fuck out! My dick hole is spurting a pink foam, and I'm dragging my balls behind me. They're as big as a mailbox, bumpy and slimy. Thank God I ain't dead yet. My dick is crispy, but my drawers are wet somehow. There she is on the same payphone near Zug Island in the industrial waste zone. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold up. Is that the same bitch I was with? She looks toe up. Holy fuck, nothing's in place. That ain't a girl at all. It's a barrel of toxic waste. Oh Lord, what have I done? Roxy Carroll is a toxic waste barrel. Me and my green dick headed back to the loony bin. I'm here to turn myself back. Yeah.
inject my penis inside of you. My balls light up like light bulbs.
And we are back.
Oh, yeah? And why are you talking like a shitty horrorcore artist?
You're trying to be one, just like cursed.
Yeah. Key word there, trying.
But Angel's got has a request. Hey, it turns out Kid Crazy is tuned in. His phone is just apparently being shitty.
Being shitty.
So, Kid Crazy, we're going to Visions of Blood after we go straight out the gate.
Together we are a powerful force, as one mind, body, and soul. Let no evil enter, nor attempt to reduce us, because of the beliefs we hold. And with this love, combined with our strength, we ward off pain and stress. Technician I am, wholeheartedly, and life.
Okay, I get it, I'm an nepo and freak of nature, but the pen is gonna heat the paper. Was a problem in the incubator, mama dad was the creature maker. I never need the shaker, the beat from tape where the teacher later. Now you're the piece of whitener, I don't think the streets are safer. My misery seeping through my delivery, bitter we givers and they keep my figures. Don't try to nigger me, the grave digger is hither, he is no kidder. See, consider the dark energy, center me, enter me. Black diamonds all around, calling all the down definites. You saw the clown and now stepping with that tall amount of big fucking shit. Ooh, three times, my people they know what that defines. From the people 11 and that T9, here I'm a maker, make a beeline. They drop the hate, may drop the grace. They mouth the break if they don't pay off the cake. Stay out my face, you don't want me to lay off the fake. Flip the stick to praise, I relate that I'm incredible straight out the gate.
On technina, evil brain angel heart, I remain in the dark and anointed. What's holy, they console me when they know we sin. Get a hold of me while they let go of me, I'm double jointed. I'm wicked and I represent the sickness. All you fraudulent feeling, I'm falling, offending the Father. I'll place you in the deepest, darkest part of abyss. Nobody but you, and without any food and no agua. I'm blacking the sun on you bitches, fat in a dungeon and ditches. Shapping is one of your glitches, halted. The cracking has come with the quickness, backing. I'm plundering chicks and laughing. Your dummy shook with exalted. Tag 9. Fuck the industry, independence. We enemies to them and he that blind. The champ is here. The vamp is near. Hunting you, he's just hella hungry and I'm amateur.
Darkness, but we're leaving. We are the gods that are deceiving. We are the painters of blind faith. We are the children of your rivals, holding guns while reading Bibles. Go ahead and steal your fame.
Straight out the gate,
I am the public enemy number one. Fuck your fame, I became the name of a gun. Now the parents say Aaron because they sons and daughters wanna be martyrs, believing in my art and it's young. All I got is my balls and rap on my paws that y'all want me to fall, call and crash. Suckers hate it, now they crawling back at some tallest shack and I'm always up for brawling back. Strange music saved my life. While they fucking it, then the music became my wife. Nobody on the planet can change my mind. Money crazy, don't matter. Fucking insane, I like
when the sun's beam melts, everyone screams help.
Then only one Kingsfeld when telling all survivors, welcome to something else.
And I say Kansas City, Kansas City.
We are the painters of blind faith.
ain't knocking no more. I'm breaking in.
And we are back.
Breaking in the colored houses.
And holy shit, man. I found some Game Boy Colors for, actual cheap fucking price.
Man, I got some over here in the used store, man. Like, 20, 30 bucks. Not even.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm looking at. Like, I'm looking at one that's like $19.99 plus free shipping. That's not bad.
They got some cheap-ass things nowadays. The things that we paid full price for back when they first came out.
Yeah, right? Well, let's see. There's a Game Boy Color Atomic Purple with Fallout 3 posters. $15, free shipping.
What the fuck you need a poster for?
I don't know. I don't really want the poster. I just want the Game Boy. So then that way when I go on break at work, I can play a Game Boy.
Well. Wait, no. You might want to rephrase that. You want to play Pokemon.
Well, that too. Or I'll go with the Nintendo Game Boy Micro 20th Anniversary Red and Gold Edition bundled with three games for $84.95.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
I don't even know what the fuck that is. I don't even think I wonder what the fuck it is.
Man, I think that's a made-up thing.
Oh, here we go.
Nope.
A rare Nintendo Game Boy Color limited edition Pokemon Silver brand new for $400.
That's just what you need.
Well, if they give me some games with the damn thing and it's cheap, I'll buy it.
Man, you can get a Xbox 360 with two games for cheaper.
Probably.
No, probably about it. It is.
Yeah, but you can't play Pokemon on Xbox.
Man, I didn't say you could play Pokemon. I just said it was cheaper. That's it.
Yeah.
Stupid you are.
Oh, I just want a Game Boy just so I can play Pokemon. I miss playing that game.
We know this, Havoc. We know.
Or at least a fucking lightsaber that I can bring me to work.
What the fuck are you gonna do with it at work besides get yelled at?
Attack my boss.
Okay, get fired.
Yeah. Well, big one, man. Like, how bad would it be, like, if they had, like, actual fucking lightsabers? Like, ones that actually worked, that lit up and you could just slice through people.
I'm sure if you were smart enough, you can make one.
Yeah, I ain't that smart.
Because otherwise, you're going to have to stick with the plastic ones that just make noise.
Yeah.
Or the plastic ones that make no noises and you make your own sounds.
Yeah, fuck that. I ain't making my own sounds.
Why the hell not? You sit here on the phone and make up weird-ass fucking noises all night long.
Well, that's different.
How the fuck is that different?
because people can't see me.
Well, who's... Who says you gotta play with your lightsaber in public?
That just sounded gay.
there was no way of you saying that without fucking laughing.
Oh, man. I just really sounded gay. Ah, here we go. I can get Star Wars lightsaber chopsticks for $29.
Really? Chopsticks?
Yeah. I don't know how to use chopsticks to save my life. But
then what the fuck?
But I tried, and I failed fucking trying to use them one day. So what I ended up doing, I ended up using one and fucking stabbing the chicken and eating the chicken off of one.
Man, that's how I eat with chopsticks. Can't be picking up food with them fucking chopsticks. Little one thing of grain and one grain of rice at a time.
Man, I'd be skinny as fuck by then.
Why do you think them Asian people are so fucking skinny?
Hell yeah. I'd break them in half. Well, we got replica start on fucking lightsabers, but I don't want replicas. I want an actual thing that actually works, so that way I can start beating people in the head with them.
Cut people in half with them, if they were real.
That too. And the first person I would attack would be Korra.
Would be who?
Korra.
That would... You can't attack minors.
That and down, plus, you know... She would say, I'm cyberbullying her.
No, you would be killing her. There's a difference.
No. I'd be making fun of her, apparently.
I just don't understand, man. I don't understand how somebody could be so...
That's
I don't it? Even know. Depressing.
That bitch is fucking retarded. Now you see why I deleted her. But yet,
like
you
I make fun of you all the fucking time. You don't ever start
yeah.
crying. I actually say something that isn't hateful, and somebody starts crying. Like what the fuck? It's not like I called her a bitch or to go kill herself.
Yeah. You just said that she takes fucking pictures that don't have her in.
Technically, I didn't say anything. I posted a video saying things that I thought.
Yeah, and she took it as, you're making fun of me.
I just don't understand.
I mean, come
probably
on.
That's the only person that was on my list that would get upset about things.
I mean, come on. You tagged fucking Sarah into that, and I don't really see her getting upset over it.
I don't know. Did she get mad? Did she say anything?
No. I don't even think she's on.
I said Merry Christmas to her. She never answered me for that either.
Yeah, Angel said, welcome to his world. Apparently, he deals with sensitive motherfuckers all day.
Angel, how do you deal with sensitive people?
Yeah. Because we just want to fucking smack the shit out of them and kill them. Like Korra.
I love how you just keep throwing the name around.
Well, she's a dumb bitch. You hear that, Korra?
Man,
it might be
that, man. I keep thinking, meet the Browns.
Am I being mean to you? Am I making fun of you?
Well, now, yes.
Angel said boot to asses. Well, boot to ass. But, same difference.
Do you only have one leg?
Like, come on, like, I'm sitting there.
Speaking of boots to asses, I saw a picture of Victoria Snowman. I just thought about how I would just go and drop kick it.
Bet I would too. And
speaking of which, I wonder if anybody.
Oh, what happened?
You just see this fat kid running up in your yard and drop kicking your snowman? It has happened before.
Oh, great. She's fucking singing CM Punk's theme song up on her fucking wall.
Who?
Victoria. Now, wait, now which Victoria are we talking about? Because, you remember, two different Victorias on my page.
No, it's not my actual, I guess, we'll just say, acquaintance.
Oh, the one that's obsessed with Logan Roman Reigns.
Yeah, that one.
Let's see what she says to my comment there. I said, I want to dropkick it.
You won't like me when I'm angry, because I'll sound like this. This is where you press the Brock Lesnar.
And I didn't even put it up on the soundboard yet.
Well, then you're fucking this up.
Let me upload it to the soundboard.
No, you ruined my joke. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, I have to upload both of them to the soundboard.
But we may as well listen to... What's his name?
Kid Crazy.
Kid Crazy's song right now.
As soon as we're on Frozen.
Well, damn it, Sub-Zero. Get your shit together.
Here we go.
I'm not in the mood, so get the fuck out my way. But even though you better hit your motherfucking knees and pray, cause I heard you're running out the ass, gotta pay. Now you're in my face and you wanna fucking fight, so I guess I have to make this your last night. I'ma cut your ass up, fuck a pistol whip. You shouldn't have pissed y'all, cause now your fucking blood's gonna drip. When I grab my knife, your fucking skin is gonna rip. This is what you get, you should've washed your fucking lips. Now I'ma take your ass for a little ride. I'ma open up my chest and show your stupid ass inside. I'm a crazy motherfucker with visions of blood. You need to watch your ass before you're buried in the mud. I'm a crazy motherfucker with visions of blood. Look into my heart, well the evil will flood. You go into the asylum, you can try to scream and shout, but no one will hear you cause I cut your tongue out. The last thing you're gonna see is my painted face, and your ass will disappear without a motherfucking trace. If I heal you, I be doing you a favor, so I'll carve your ass up with a rusty razor. Cause I wanna act like a stupid little bitch that thinks he's a shit just cause his dad is rich. I think you need to get your motherfucking throat cut, but I don't wanna hear you, so I stitch your mouth shut. I'm here to kill all your horrorcore fans. I just wanna stop your head into the motherfucking brain. I'm a crazy motherfucker with visions of blood. You need to watch your ass for you're buried in the mud. I'm a crazy motherfucker with visions of blood. Look into my heart, well the evil will flood. Don't try to act tough, the shit don't make me laugh. All it's gonna do is get you a fucking skin graft. Just for fun, I peel away your skin. I like to say shit that'll make your fucking head spin. This is all a part of what I call my wicked story. The night I cut Stab's life, it was fucking gory. I think I do this cause I'm mentally ill. That must be why I like to stab and kill. It's probably the reason why I watch the blood spill. This is just a way for me to catch a cheap thrill. So watch your ass for you're buried in the mud. Cause you're fucking with the slate, you're with visions of blood. I'm a crazy motherfucker with visions of blood. You need to watch your ass for you're buried in the mud. I'm a crazy motherfucker with visions of blood. Look into my heart, well the evil will flood.
And we are back. Pizza, pizza.
Yes, we are back, Obi-Wan.
Yes. And the Jedi's are dead. Muhahaha.
I just called you Obi-Wan. He isn't Jedi. He's not dead. He's right there fighting Anakin.
Yeah. Then dies in the fucking fourth movie.
Come on now, don't ruin the movies for people.
Oh, well, they always do it for us, so we can do it for them.
Most people do, yes.
Like Chris, he always ruined everything.
Yeah, it's because he was a douche.
Yeah. I mean, come on. We couldn't even watch fucking most of the Raw and SmackDown or TNA because he always had to ruin things saying, oh, they posted this to the booty, motherfucker. Just watch
speaking
the damn
of,
thing.
Speaking of okay. TNA, I tried watching TNA yesterday. I was sitting there watching it. And I've never been so bored in my life watching, Coronation or whatever the fuck. We're announcing Magnus is the champion and shit, blah, 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 blah. I was fucking sleeping.
Angels confused the fuck out of me, but okay.
Okay. And what did they say?
The fire burns, CM Punk won.
Won what?
I don't know, he left. That was the last thing he said.
So I thought it was pretty funny, because I had the same thought of the damn picture that somebody made. Remember how somebody made a picture, you know, saying Mark Henry and Big E or Carlton and Uncle Phil?
Yeah.
And then fucking they take out Mark Henry and then Uncle Phil dies.
Yep.
You see that shit? No, that's fucked up. Vince McMahon killed Uncle Phil.
Yeah. So if Mark Henry's is Uncle Phil, then the Big E is Carlton, who the fuck is Will? Well, I guess Darren Young could be Will.
Or R-Truth.
There you go. And JoJo could be Ashley. Alicia Fox can be Hillary.
Man, she's way hotter than Hillary.
Well, yeah, she is, but who the hell? Like, what other black chicks are in WWE that could be that can play Hillary?
There are none.
Exactly, there's only two. And I don't know, Vicky could be, I don't know, the mom. And Vivian.
She's the mom. She's fucking white.
No, she's Latina. Mexican.
Oh, that's right, but still doesn't fit.
Well, you probably somebody in the WWE that could beat a mom.
You could, I could beat a papa. You could beat a mom. Fucking Sean Paul.
Yeah, like who would be the
Man, I don't fucking know. There's not very many black people in the WWE.
Yeah.
Fuck it, man. We'll bring back Jacqueline. She could be the mom.
Fuck it. Titus O'Neil could be the mom.
What the hell? Yeah. I can see it now, man.
Or, I don't know, you can make Kali the mom.
Oh, God, can't make Kali anything.
Fine, Darren Young will be the mom. I mean, he's already gay as it is.
He's already gay.
Well, true. So, he can be the mom.
Wonderful. He could be the wife of Mark Henry. Man, that'd be pretty much the way it would be if they were in jail.
Exactly. Fango.
Fango, Fango, Fango.
I'm still trying to feel. What flavor of fig I want?
I don't fucking know. Get one of them weird guns.
I should buy this card.
No, you should.
Yes, I should.
Probably not.
It's a Juggalo what? It's a ICP collector card. It says down with the clown.
Ooh.
License ICP. The I don't know that. Birth 217. Savings. Whoop whoop. Soda. Fago. Yeah, but it seems like it's an international card you could buy on fucking Amazon.
Not Amazon.
Kind of funny though, because you have the.
So, are you enjoying the negative degree weather?
No, not really. Even though I'm inside right now. But I'll be outside tomorrow. Bright and early. 9 to 1. Okay, doing courts again. In the snow.
Weren't you doing that today?
Yeah. 9 to 1. I'm bad. I can't wait to get the hell out of there.
No, like... Okay, yesterday then.
Yeah.
Like, it's because there was no show.
Yeah. I was there 9 to 1. And unfortunately, since, you know, we didn't have too many customers, I had a fucking shovel to the damn sidewalk. Shovel the sidewalk, I had to knock the fucking... icicles off the building. I had to go up onto the roof and knock the ice off the roof.
You had to go on the roof?
Yeah.
Man, fuck that. You don't get paid enough for that.
Yeah, that's what I said. If I'm going
man,
up there,
could,
pay me
you
extra.
Could, you could have fell off the roof, man. You could have made a lot of money off them.
But if I fell off... One less week, I would have been dead.
The fuck? How fucking high were you up there in the town?
Man, that roof's fucking big. It's fucking very, very high. Like, howdy, howdy, how?
Why the fuck do they have you all the way on the roof for, man? What the hell?
because I had to clear up the fucking snow and ice off of the roof.
My bitch, this ain't my job.
Man, it's not my job to knock the fucking ice schools off the building here. Or shovel the sidewalk. But I had to do it anyways.
Be like, bitch, I'm going to sit up here on this roof and smoke a cigarette. Fuck you.
And I actually did that for a little bit.
Like, how the hell are they going to know what you're doing over
here? Exactly. I mean, come on. I highly doubt they're going to fucking climb the fucking ladder to get up there.
Exactly.
But I had to do it. Yay!
Yep, or throwing snowballs at people.
Yeah, I actually wanted to do that, too.
Yeah, like, I was just clearing the stuff off the roof up here.
But... You know what? We should play this real quick. For anybody who has never heard it before.
Big bad Brock Lesnar.
if I still had a fucking like an iPhone or something like that, yo, I would make that my fucking ringtone. Have people looking like, what the fuck is that? Oh, nothing. Just Brock Lesnar being a bitch.
That'll annoy some people.
But that would be the point.
Like how my phone used to go off with, I smell fire.
Actually, I did end up pissing off one of my coworkers today.
Oh, there's something new.
Yeah, all I did was put some snow down her shirt.
Jeez, that's not harassment or anything, Avic.
Well, I mean, come on. At least it was the back of her shirt, not the tip.
But still.
I mean, then again, she does got some nice titties, and it'd be perfect. It'd be nice to fucking see them nice and wet.
Now we're really talking sexual harassment.
It's not sexual harassment if I'm not there.
If you said that to her.
No, I haven't said that to her yet.
Yet.
But I did tell one of my coworkers that she had a nice ass. And actually, she smiled and said thank you.
What do you want her to say?
I don't know. Sexual harassment.
Fuck you. Don't look at my ass.
So, Yeto, I think you should buy one of these fucking ICP collector cards. They're only 5 cents.
I don't
want
a fucking collectible card, man.
Come on, they're only 5 cents.
Five cents plus $9 shipping.
Yeah, what is the fucking shipping for this? Wow. Shipping is $4.49.
See that? At 5 cents, gets you an extra $5.
Exactly.
I'm gonna pay $5 for a card for.
Why not? Or I can go with the fucking mint.
Go for the what?
The fucking mint, the hatchet mint.
Really? They'll just put that shit on anything, won't they?
Yeah, they got it's seriously a fucking thing of fucking mint. There's only 3 left in stock.
Oh no. Better hurry up.
Only $5 plus $4.95 shipping.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, come on, man. You don't want some ICP mint, hatchet mint?
No, I don't.
Your breath would smell hatchety.
But I would like to have ICP stop talking about gay shit.
Man, speaking about that, I mean, come on, man. Like, they were talking about those two dudes fucking... about the kiss, and you had Von J saying, do it, and then they finally kiss, and they fucking got freaked out about it.
Yeah, the guy that is completely homophobic, and then he's going to say something like, yeah.
And then they do it. They get fucking freaked out.
Doesn't make any sense. But I really wish they would stop saying gay things, because it's really stupid. Like, both of these seasons going on now, man. That's all they talk about. Gay shit.
Yeah, right.
And then, what the hell is that dude, man? The dude from the Goonies, man. He's like a modern day Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Like, he reminds me of Michael Jackson. Like, exactly like. I mean, yeah, they were friends or whatever, but he's taking the place now. Like, he was just creepy as fuck, man. He's wearing the, you know, tight clothes and shit, too. He's all white, the black hair. Talking about, oh, now you're just being silly.
Yeah, I should buy this off of Amazon. I was temporarily out of stock. But it's the purple show.
The purple show. I got the purple show.
But I had it. But unfortunately, you know, it wouldn't work in my fucking DVD player I had. So I fucking returned it, but don't know because it doesn't work.
Why the hell didn't it work?
I don't fucking know. Like, it was brand new, too. It never opened. I popped it in, it didn't work. But now that I got a PS3, I wouldn't mind trying to see if it works, but I'm on PS3.
Well, there you go. I believe I bought that DVD used.
Or I can get fucking Hatchet Attacks from live from Red Rocks in 2008.
I mean, that's a good DVD, but really not much for, like, live concert DVDs.
Or I can go with Born Twisted Beyond the Freak Show.
There you go. I got that on VHS. $250.
They got it on DVD. I don't even know what the price is. They don't have a price for it yet. Ah, $48.95.
Damn.
I'm sorry, but I'm not spending $50 on this.
So I thought it was pretty funny on that Twisted DVD that they performed a Dark Lotus song.
Damn.
I mean, they were pretty much all there except for ICP.
But speaking of which, let's see.
Oh, here we go, the PlayStation again.
Yeah, bam, 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 bam.
Fuck is this? Flintstones. Huh.
Nope, I found it.
And it was also funny they were talking. They had footage from when they went.
Now your phone keeps cutting in and out.
What?
And then your phone keeps cutting it out on you.
Why the hell does it keep cutting up?
I don't fucking know.
What I'm saying, they said, in case...
I think we lost Ghetto G. I don't think it's my phone. There we go, he's back. Well, he was.
What the fuck? You say my phone don't work and you fuck it up. It's all your fault.
Maybe it is.
So can you hear me?
Bits and pieces, like you keep cutting in and out.
God damn it. The force is not strong with this one.
It definitely is not strong with that one. Let's see here. You are unmuted.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
What the fuck?
Your phone being fucking gay.
I don't know why. I could hear everything just fine.
So at least now we know fucking Lando Cloud's name. No, real name.
Lando?
No, Landon Phillips.
Oh. What are you doing, stalking him?
Landon? Oh, because I saw some name, Landon Phillips, fucking popping my IM shit. I'm like, who the fuck is this? And it's Lando Cloud.
Where the hell is he talking to you at?
He's not talking to me. His name just fucking popped up on the side of my Facebook, like some of the IMs and shit.
He changed his name? Well, or is that just a different profile?
No, it's the same name. It's the same profile.
Well.
He just changed his name. Shockingly enough. So what's the shipping and handling for Yaya Han? Do you remember?
$5. Damn, look at that ass.
I'm going after Monica Lee, and I want to see if it's the same price.
Probably.
Monica Lee.
Because Riddles is also $5. Or should I say Ricky?
Request all Jedi to return to the temple.
Yeah, request all Jedi to return to the temple. Let's see here. We got the one for Rogue. And I got to figure out what one I want now from her. Maybe Laura Croft. Well, let's see. One of the Laura Crofts is sold out, so that's not it. What's on page 2?
Nothing.
Ah, my goddess. Man, she'd definitely be my goddess.
This is the mind of a serial killer.
I'll go with one of her as Rogue.
So how much are her pictures?
$10.
Well, $15.
Yeah. How much are Yaya's?
Well, they're 20 with shipping. But I had a 20% off. So, 17.
Signed 2014 calendar, 20% off.
True.
From Yaya Han.
Damn, that's still going on.
Yeah.
Damn, I thought that was over.
She's also selling, let's see. That's not bad, man. She's got her fucking Chun-Li pictures up for fucking $12.
Well, plus the shipping.
Well, yeah. I can't decide. Do I want her as Chun-Li or Emma Frost or the Invisible Woman?
I don't know. She looks pretty hot and old.
Exactly my point. That's why I can't decide what you want.
But I couldn't pass up the Chun-Li picture that she finally put over.
Well, I'm definitely buying Monica Lee's Rogue picture.
Does she sign her shit, too?
Yeah. That's about to go what I wanted to say. Now, do I want to play Havoc?
You're going to write some fucking crazy ass shit. She's going to write on it. No, Havoc, I will not sleep with you.
I should put, like, two Havoc, I don't know, Blow, Monica Lee.
I'm sure she would actually write that. That's not anything absurd. Look, here's Jar Jar Binks.
Stupid looking thing.
Everybody hates Jar Jar Binks.
He's a fucking weird ass looking thing. And we don't even know what the fuck he is.
Man, there's a lot of weird,
is.
Weird looking things, man. What are you talking about? Have you seen most of the characters in Star Wars?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, since I'm getting Monica Lee as Rogue, I might as well get Yaya Han as well getting Emma Frost.
Maybe as well. Now, which one is that?
Emma Frost, she's one of the psychic X-Men from
No, which one is that? What is she wearing?
White cape.
Okay.
Like all white.
Alright, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You can go get that other girl's picture. It's her as a lollipop chainsaw.
Yeah, I can do that.
The hell's her name? Jessica.
Yeah, I might just do that. No, I don't want my own store. Fuck out of here.
Your own store? Maybe you do want your own store. Maybe you want to sell some merchandise.
The fuck am I going to sell?
I don't know. Create something.
Yeah, no.
Take some pictures of yourself and sell them.
Man, I don't think anybody would be interested in buying those.
Well, make them interested.
Man, they're probably scared of shit out of people.
I'm sure some people would be into that.
Yeah, I just put my name.
Put your name for what?
I just put Havoc.
For what?
For the Monica Lee picture.
Well, there you go. That was a hard decision.
Yes, yes it was. Now, if I can only remember my password for fucking PayPal, I'll be happy.
Yeah, that would help.
Yeah. How do we set your password? Well, verify. Credit card. Let's see.
That was pretty funny that I actually called up PayPal one day.
For what?
To see if my order went through.
And do I sell my old debit card? I cut that shit up early. Oh, I'll find out if this is right or not. Yeah, I know it doesn't match, motherfucker. Verify with security question.
Doesn't match.
What's the name of the hospital in which you were born in? Danbury. Da-da-da. Yay, that worked!
Well, it's a good thing you know the answer to your own question.
Yeah.
Because I had some questions on some of my shit, and I didn't even know the answers to. I was like, the fuck? Like, nobody's getting into this shit.
Hell nah. I need to go to my profile and I need to update my card. Because I don't use that one. I don't use that one card anymore. Remove, nigga.
Now he's getting racist.
Yeah. All over a card.
Speaking of racist. So how come Scorpion is black in that Mortal Kombat game?
Fuck if I know.
I was playing that earlier this morning there, checking it out and whatnot. And I started that story mode, and they were showing all the characters, and Scorpion was black. I was like, what?
Yeah, I don't understand
then,
why.
Then Ermac is like a mummy. What? And then Smoke looks like a wizard.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
And then Reptile just looks retarded.
Well, yeah.
Like, they're all supposed to be like ninjas. What the fuck happened?
I don't know. They killed him.
But at least Noom Saibot looks good.
Yeah.
They got some
not
pretty
wanted.
Sweet fatalities on there.
Now, if only they would quit with the whole fucking making the other dude fucking black.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing with all that shit. But the from the two chapters that I've seen of the game, actually it looks pretty dope.
Yeah, it does.
So how many chapters are there on the game?
But I don't even know.
Do you play as all the characters?
I think so, yeah.
Like from both sides?
Yeah, you do.
Well, then that's going to be a long fucking game. At least the story
really
is.
Is
good. The story is good, though. I'll give them that.
All right, yeah, Miss Yaya Han. I will select my country.
Select your country.
Yeah.
Select somewhere else. Not here.
Yeah, because I'm gonna. Yeah, because I'm gonna send it to fucking Aruba.
There you go.
Hey man, I want to personalize my damn motherfucking picture, bitch. I want my name on it, motherfucker from Yaya. The fuck's the matter with you?
Put that in the box, man.
This is a private computer. Come on.
So I also completed God of War again.
Where the fuck's the boss
yeah.
at?
It says when you're checking out, man.
Okay, let's see here. One. United States. I see no box here. Check out.
You know, it's like where you leave a message for the person.
Well, yeah, but I don't see that.
I don't know. Maybe it's like right before you place the order. If not at the beginning. So easy, even a caveman can do it.
This is not Geico, motherfucker. So what you think of that fucking video that was done by Bray Wyatt at the end of SmackDown?
That was interesting.
Hell
it was
yeah.
lost.
But now it's found. Was blind. But now see.
Really? Really? Are we really doing this?
Was mute. Now talks.
Well, where the hell's Daniel Bryan at, man? Why wasn't he in the video or something?
I don't know. You have to ask Daniel Bryan that question.
Although I do love how they
they bring back wrestlers and then they all of a sudden get title shots.
Yeah, right.
Who the hell says Brock Lesnar deserves a title shot?
Yeah, he fucking left like a bitch. Twice.
Like, Batista's going to come back and probably say he deserves a title shot, too.
Now, he probably won't come back and do that.
Except they're not going to win the title like The Rock did.
Of course not.
That's where he came back, won the title, left, came back, lost the title.
Yeah.
But just no more Rock versus Cena matches ever again.
Okay, it's cars again. Update shipping. $17. That's not bad.
It's $5 shipping, man.
Yeah, but the picture's originally $12.
No, the picture's originally $15.
Well. Oh, I put on the wrong password. There we go. Logging you in. Well, it will not be personalized because I can't find that fucking box. But at least I'll have one personalized.
Why the hell not, man? It's right there on the PayPal shit.
I didn't see it. It wasn't there.
I don't know, man. It's either at the beginning or the end of it. Like, right there at the top.
Yeah, like I said, I didn't see it. Oh, well. It's all good. It's all good in the hood.
Yeah, now it'll be signed like the Snowder product. Picture where she signed my actual name.
That's fine by me. Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Seriously. Play a song.
Hold on, but I'm looking at Ricky's pictures now.
Man, play a fucking song while you do that, you dipshit.
Swollen members. That underground connect. Swiftly moving in the dark of night. Over to Mikey Clark. Bring it.
A lot of
severely depressed kids
really enjoy music a lot. Draws a lot. Brings him out of his shell socially. It's been really good for him. He always looks forward to music.
Well, I have panic disorder, rage, severe depression. On top of all that, I'm stressing. Took a blind date to my therapy session and then tried to kill her. Her first impression was I'm groovy. I gotta be. I need a lumbotomy. Yeah. But when I press play, trouble leaves up out of me. Fuck the real world in my fat ass sucking. Cause in my music, hotties are fucking. Woo! Expression. Getting out all I wrote. Depression. Ripping out all your throat. And if my hearing was ever to go, mass murder would be inevitable. I'm a slick romantic, quick-witted and funny. Take away my tunage and shit gets bloody. Pull out the plug and kill the track. Instant panic attack, gigantic high.
Pull me through the magical world of melody.
I'd rather die.
The fake sounds of my reality.
Pressure,
kill the quiet, play it again.
Keep me alive.
pants, blood on my t-shirt, and everywhere else they can reach or squirt. Violence brought upon by silence. When they kill a beat, that's where my mind went. My nerves went acrobatic, skipping, flipping, tripping, what happened? Say,
hip-hop for kids.
Silly rabbit, your throat, I snap and squeeze and stab it. They try to tear us out with rock and roll. They don't give me any, and I'm out of control. All I need is freedom, unlock my soul, ignite my power, shock, explode.
Let the rhythm ride,
and I'll survive somewhere inside it.
Let me strong with the bass and drum.
I wanna run to the place I come from.
This is pain, stress and pressure.
Paint my picture, so much pressure.
A lot of
severely depressed kids
really enjoy music a lot.
So I think this
draws a lot, brings him out of his shell socially.
My name's Mad Child, I got mental problems. Walk around town a demented goblin. I'm the little monster, I'm going batshit. Axes and hatches, packets of matches. Homicidal maniac, I am diabolical. Angry and maniacal, I'm a human fireball. Stand vertical, mad to mass murder. Recycle, laugh hurting you, mad to mass burglar.
Illusionary, confusing my very essence. Execution from an executionary sentence. Very various versions inside the graveyard of perfection. No comparing our performance to the patterns of regression. Incandescent like fluorescent light shines upon the target. When I hit it, I'ma get it till the music flood the market. I'm a tsunami, swollen army general, front line, a flat line, a black bond, a rhyme book, fact find.
I strive
only through the magical world of melody.
I'd rather die
than face the sounds of my reality.
I strive
only through the magical world of melody.
I'd rather die
than face the sounds of my reality.
I strive
only through the magical world of melody.
I'd rather
And we are back.
Yep.
She looks good too. I'll check. Somebody has sent you an email. Yep. Keep my purchase private. I don't give a fuck. Thank you, Matthew. Your order has been received. You're very welcome. And thank you for my Emma Frost.
Jeez, man. Is that Yaya still?
Yeah. Now I'm looking at Jessica Nigri. How would the fuck you say her name?
Whatever the fuck her name is.
Monica Lee's friend with the big tits.
Man, they all got big tits.
Exactly. Oh, I'm definitely going for this one. Steampunk Harley Quinn.
Uh-oh.
Let's see, got other ones. Let's find out what else she has. What else does she have? I mean, she has a few of these that are on sale. Or go with Katie, who has a... Nah, fuck that. I'm going to go with her, and I'm going to go with Ash Ketchum. Well, her version of Ash Ketchum.
Of course you are.
Yeah, but hey, I mean, you know what? Like, let me go on. The fucking description that, you know, that she put for her fucking pictures is fucking dope. That she goes, decorate your wall with this 8.5x11 poster of myself. Jessica Nigri, man, that sounds weird. You know what? Put me right next to your games, and I will be happy. Or maybe your ceiling, or your bathroom. Yeah. Put this above your toilet so I can stare at you.
Wow.
It was such a hard decision, though, man. And they're all fucking amazing. I mean, she's even got one of herself as Lollipop Chainsaw.
I already told you that, man. That's how I originally even saw anything about Lollipop Chainsaw, was I saw her pictures. I didn't know who the fuck she was, though. Cosplayers. Gotta catch them all.
Hell yeah, man. I know I do.
That's what it seems like right now. Because you just told me you want to get the Ash Ketchum one of her, and here you are just buying all these pictures and shit.
Yeah, man, like fucking Bada Khalid, Yaya Han. I'm looking at her, I'm looking at Riddles. You know, Riddles doesn't have that many pictures.
You should look up Liz Katz. She's hot, too, and she does cosplay.
Liz. Hey, I found
Katz. With a K and a Z.
Now, does she have a store, too?
I think so, but I don't know how many pictures she has left.
Let's go find out. Let's go to LizKatz.com.
Like, I want the one of her as Chewbacca. That shit's hard.
I might just go with one of her Chewbacca.
Well, last I checked, they were sold out. Otherwise, I probably would have one.
Let's see. Where the fuck's her store at? Oh, here we go.
You could look through her pictures. I'm sure there's a link there.
Posters, my nigga. No products found. 4x6. No products found. Bitch, your shit ain't working. I saw her blog spot. Ding. Dong. There we go. Anna cosplay.
Who?
I don't know. Some chick on Monica's page. She's just a photographer.
There you go.
I think.
You could hire her to take pictures of you.
Man, it'd scare the fuck out of her.
You could Emperor. You could do some Jason cosplay.
Yeah. A fat fucking Jason Voorhees. That would definitely work out perfect.
Why wouldn't it work?
Come on, man, a fat fucking Jason Voorhees.
Come on, man, there's fat people out there that do cosplay.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think they've ever seen a fat Jason Voorhees yet.
Well, no. But it's not like Jason was, like, really skinny.
No, but he's just tall as a motherfucker.
Okay, you could be the midget version of it.
Here's a fucking Chewbacca chick.
Chewbacca chick?
Yeah, Leanna Vamp. I don't know what the shipping is for this, but hey, I'll go with it.
Just some random chick?
Nah, she's up on, Monica's page.
Like I said, some random chick.
I'll come back to her. I want to see if she's got any, posters. Unless this is a poster.
Unless this is a poster.
Or, ooh. I can even go better. I can get her fucking trading cards. $4.
Ooh. The fuck she got trading cards for?
I don't know. But she also has a picture of herself as Daryl Dixon.
Yeah.
And a Green Lantern.
That's not hot at all.
And R2-D2.
There you go. That might be interesting.
Tomb Raider. Blood Rain! Dude, I gotta get this picture of her as Blood Rain because, damn, her tits like popping the fuck out, too.
When asked, why did you buy these photos, Havoc? Havoc replies, her tits were popping out, man.
Ooh, camel toe.
Havoc.
Havoc is not at the moment. Havoc is staring at camel toe at the moment.
Yeah, I think you may need to go to something for sex, I guess.
No, I just need to get some fucking sex. Fuck out of here. Probably a prostitute.
Okay, you just need to go to something for being a pervert.
But I probably do. Even then, if I want to work.
Probably not. He would relapse the next day. Or, fuck that, man, right as soon as he got out.
Hey, come on, man. If you saw this chick, man, you'd be drooling like a motherfucker. Well, kind of like I am. Like, she's sexy. I'm sending you her fucking link.
If you must.
Oh, I must. You must see the camel toe. honestly, I think that's probably one of the reasons why I wanted to get fucking Monica Lee as Laura Croft, because she had a camel toe coming out that way, too. Eric's trouble level. Because the one I wanted was sold out. Yeah, Liz Cat, your fucking store doesn't work. You're a big letdown. Your store does not work.
Man, it should work, unless, I don't know, something's going on.
Let's try Liz Cat merchandise. Yeah, it's down. See, Liz Cat store will be open in March 2014.
Damn, she took it down already. I saw a video of her saying she's taking that down. I didn't know it was going to be right this second.
What the fuck? Just when I wanted to see her as Chewbacca.
You can see her as Chewbacca. I got pictures on my profile today.
But I want the fucking shit for my wall.
Well, print it out and put it on your wall.
But I'm about to do that. Wait, what the hell was that? Buy any of these, any three of these prints and get the other two free. Hey!
Whoa. Did you just do that? Get the fuck out of here.
Of, Leanna Ventress.
Who the fuck is that?
That's the dude I was talking about, with the camel toe.
Whoops.
Yeah, let's see. She's got a print of her at, let's see, as a C-3PO, Darth Vader, Han Solo, R2-D2, and Yoda.
The whole fucking Star Wars cast.
Buy three, you get the other two for free.
And how much is three?
Well, one only costs $15. So it's been about $16 so far because of the fucking sales tax.
So it's $15 a piece. And
then
you get two free.
Yep. Let's see what we can find here on Miss Monica Lee's pictures. Yeah, but the question is, what the fuck's the, hello.
What's the fuck, what?
Hold on. Put another sexy cosplayer. Ah, fuck, it's just her fucking personal page.
You could always go buy a picture of Echo Endless.
I could. How much is she selling those for?
I think her pictures are like 15 too.
Wrong page.
She only has like 2 or 3. Pictures.
I'm on the wrong. Well, I'm on her personal page. I don't want your personal page. I want your store page, baby.
Wow. Fucking talking to his damn computer.
Yes, I am. Cause I want the fucking pictures, not the fucking. Here we go.
Calling his fucking computer, baby.
The Etsy shop. Here we go. This might go with fucking Fox.
Well, yeah, they got Teeny Fox on there too.
Well, I'd go with Teeny Fox and her.
Or if they still got that thing going on for Ricky and Yaya, you can buy that picture of her as Catwoman and whatnot.
Yeah, I can do that.
With that picture of them two together, and they both signed it for charity thing or whatever for like $20.
Damn. I don't want to ask a question. I want to buy Yaya. No, Echo Endless.
You don't even know the fuck you're. You don't even know who you're looking at anymore.
You can answer any info needed to complete your order with, or write a note to the shop.
See, that's what you're looking for. Something like it.
Yeah, but I didn't find that at Yaya page.
I don't know. Should have been there.
I'll wash up with a two Havoc. Two Havoc of Juggalo Rider Radio. Yeah, there we go. Check out. Nah, motherfucker.
What?
I gotta sign up now. I'm on fucking Etsy. I want to sign up, motherfucker.
Can't just check out as a guest.
Oh, dude, I can fucking no. I can just sign up using Facebook and allow your friends to find you on Etsy. You'll never post anything without your permission. Okay, well, I'll sign in with fucking Facebook. I'm on the suggestion. Fuck out of here. I'm on Havoc JR.
Havoc JR.
Yeah, $15 even, too. So that's good. That's good, that's good, that's good.
There's no tax on it?
No. No tax, no shipping.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, till you get to the final checkout and there's tax.
Nope. No tax or nothing.
Damn. So which one did you get?
The one of her as Red She-Hulk and Fox as Iron Spider-Man, or Iron Spider-Girl.
In the same picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she has a lot more better pictures that she could have made posters of.
Yeah, probably. But I'll take this one. And when I get paid next week, or depending on what I have left in a couple days, I'll get one of Teeny Fox as the Pink Ranger. That's one sexy bitch right there. The fucking Pink Ranger, too.
Yeah, or anything, really.
Oh, yeah, but... I wonder if Teeny has... I wonder what Teeny's fucking personal page is.
Fox Bullet.
Wait, what? Fox,
I don't know, that's the page I have. Foxbot.
Yeah, and we only have two, and I've only got two mutual friends with her. You and you.
See that?
It makes you wonder if it's actually her page. Then. Oh, well.
It's the page Echo Endless had.
Oh, I'm guessing she's not for Echo Endless on here anymore, because she doesn't even show up.
Or maybe she has a different page now. I don't know.
I don't know.
Because that chick really doesn't say anything, so maybe she got a different page. I mean, she's always talking on that that like page that she has.
Yeah, true.
Now it's definitely her page. Because she just changed up her profile on January 1st, or her picture on January 1st.
Well, there you go.
And Echo Endless liked it.
How come she doesn't show up as a mutual friend?
I don't know. That's just weird.
Is Echo Endless not your friend?
Echo Endless is definitely one of my friends, but, unless she has another page, let's go find out. All that shows up is fucking Echo Endless as mutual friends. Like, really? I wonder what other friends you have. Oh, well. So there we go. I get three pictures.
What happened to the other people?
I'll get them next time.
So we got Echo Endless, Yaya, and Monica.
Yep.
Get a nice collection for the bathroom.
And next week when I get paid, I'm going with Jessica, Katie, and Riddles.
Who the hell's Katie?
Another friend of Monica.
I'm sure Monica loves that you're supporting her friends.
Yeah, she probably does. Bookmark. Bookmark. I'm a bookmark Lena for Leanna as well.
You could always go buy a Miss Kisa poster. I think they're $1.
Gotta find her. MissKisa.com. Yeah, but what's the shipping for her?
$5.
Yep, she's got Miss Kisa Underrated Underground tour poster for $1, and she's got the uncontrollable CD for $5.
Yeah, all her shit's pretty cheap.
Yeah, bud, that's badass. Now do I want...
And she'll sign your posters and your CDs and whatnot.
At the tour. Oh, at the cart. What the fuck, I just said add the tour for, I don't know.
Add to the tour. Fuck it.
Continue shopping. I'm going to add a CD to it.
You ain't got her CD yet? What the fuck, man?
No, I don't have her CD yet. But I'm trying to decide which CD I want to get, though.
Well, only one of them's really a physical copy, like an actual CD.
Well, is the uncontrollable one the actual CD?
Yeah.
We go with that.
And I think the other ones are just the tracks.
They're $13 right there.
On what?
Well, I'm getting the poster and I'm getting the CD.
Of Uncontrollable?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. It's a nice little purchase right there.
They won't let me check out. What the fuck? What the fuck is this? What would you let me check out for? I don't know if something's sold out here.
Does it say sold out?
No. Cart. Check out. They just keep bringing me back to the same damn thing. No, what the fuck?
No idea.
This is fucking weird. And that's what keeps on my fucking page. What's Keith's real name again? Do we even remember?
Brittany Hodges or some shit. But you could just message that like page and she'll answer you.
Yeah, that might be a smart idea because there's a shitload of fucking Brittany Hodges.
It's a what? Hodges.
Yeah. Unless it's only one T in her name.
I really have no idea. She was once on my page, one of them fucking pages.
Yeah, she was on mine too.
But the last time I talked to her was through that like page, telling her that I saw a profile using her fucking pictures.
This is on here. Oh, I might as well fucking hit her up. Hopefully she's still awake. Probably not.
Maybe.
Okay, so what's he to say there?
I don't know.
Maybe I need to add another fucking... Oh, maybe there's like a limit?
at the what?
Oh, so what, like what you gotta get or something like that, maybe?
No. It shouldn't be.
Yep, that's still not working. I'll just try it tomorrow. There you go, Ghetto. You should hit up Psycho D and be like, I need a A and B ticket.
But I don't.
I know, but, you know, just for the hell of things. Hit him up and be like, hey, I need a ticket.
I really don't want to talk to that dude. I sure hope the way they were talking was just a joke, because that'd be really annoying.
Yeah. But you see, like, I can't remove the fucking shit. Like, the fucking stuff that's in my cart.
That's really weird. I never had any problems with that.
Yeah. Now I get up on here, I'm having problems.
Well, you always have problems.
What the fuck is this? I can't fucking do.
But I have no idea why it would do that. What does it say when you click checkout?
It doesn't say anything. It brings me back to the page I was already on.
I don't know why it would do that.
Man, what's even funnier is the fact that I just closed out of the entire fucking site. I went back to it. I clicked cart, and everything that I wanted to purchase is still there.
Well, yeah, it just doesn't just go away. A lot of sites do that.
Yeah, like it's not even working at all. So, I'll wait till she hits me up. Find what the fuck is going on.
Maybe she don't have any merchandise left.
No, it's all there. But just won't let me check out. That's okay. I've got my sexy ass fucking Monica Lee. Yaya Han, and of course Equinless and Teeny Box.
See that? Got a bunch of shit.
Yep. Let me go check on my fucking other stuff that I'm still waiting on.
Well, for WWE, it should probably be there Monday.
Yeah, we'll see.
Seeing as how you ordered something before me, like an hour or so before me.
Well, at least now I know Echo Endless's real name.
Oh, yeah, and what's that?
Jeanne Cassell.
What?
Jeanne Cassell.
Jeanne.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Oh, yeah, whenever you get that confirmation for Yaya Han, you can see the number and all that shit that I call.
Hey, look, I found her on fucking Facebook, too.
How many damn Facebooks does she have?
Echo Endless, then her Echo Endless page, then she's got the GN page, which I believe is probably just her personal page.
Yeah, all of her family.
Man, I might just add it.
Yeah, she'll be like, what the fuck, man? How'd he find me?
Probably. Like, it's on your page! Or on the thing that was sent my way, the confirmation majigger.
Yeah, Yeah, I like when people don't know the information that's on, like, their products. Like, people calling them up and shit. How do you get this number? Or somebody adding them on Facebook. How the fuck you get my name?
Let's see. You left items in your cart. Come back now and for an exclusive offer. Fucking WWE.com. Yeah. Great. Save $5 when you complete your order now. Thanks for visiting WWE.shop.com. Order right now and enjoy $5 off orders of $30 or more. Fuck you.
What the hell did you leave in your cart?
The fucking JR Chipotle ketchup.
Yeah, let me come back and spend $30 on that.
Yeah, no, not happening.
Come back and save $5, man. Get the fuck out of here. It still ain't saving anything. Maybe if you cut it off of the fucking shipping.
Yeah. Well, at least I know this is coming out of Pittsburgh.
What is?
My picture. From, coming out of Philadelphia.
Yeah, that sounds more like it.
Because of the fact that it shows a map of fucking Pennsylvania, and the one that's highlighted the most is Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah. Fuck Philadelphia.
Yeah. Hear that, Chris? Fuck you.
Even though I think that's where Whitney Payton's from.
Yeah, I'm still waiting to hear back from her on a date for the interview.
I thought you said we had her.
We have her, but I'm just waiting to see what new. If the date's called up.
Yeah, she got to do the Big Ballers show. I'm in Detroit. Yeah, you're a little far behind.
Yeah, I know.
Like an hour ago. And it'll be back tomorrow with the good episodes.
Yep. But I'm going to smoke this cigarette and I'm going to go pass the fuck out because I got work at 9.
Yes. All right, boss.
So, peace.